Good morning. It's 6:43 a.m., March 7th, 2012. I'm back on the road again. It's a kind of a drizzly morning. I've put the phone in my pocket, and I hope that I didn't bump any buttons or turn off or pause anything. We'll see how it goes. I've been warming up by talking to my class, so I might have to be a bit verbose today, or I may have run out of things to say. I don't know. Let's see. The drop ship for the printer, that's definitely, what I'm thinking about. While I'm not a Prime member, the inconvenience factor of having to go find a Walmart in a strange town and drive there, particularly where I may not be renting a car, but maybe relying on the largesse of others, that could be a problem. The other side of it is I may go ahead and rent a car, in which case I really don't want to be driving it around all that much. I want to get in the car. I want to go where I'm going. Because getting out of Portland, getting out to the beach at Lincoln City is really where I want to go. I think my wife does have Prime, and I could get her to have it, to order it and ship it for me from Amazon. And they cost like $30. So... yeah, the printer is going to be drop shipped. It's not something I'm going to ship from here. I'll get some company to ship it, and it won't be too bad. Less than $50, I figure I'll have a printer, which will be less than it would cost for me to rent it for the day. And I'm going to get it for a week. And if I like this course, I'll go back, because Dean and Kat offer a lot of courses, some of which I might want to go back and take again later. So it's disposable. Let's see what else. The Roundtable podcast that I've been talking about with Brian Humphrey and Dave Robeson had its first two episodes drop in the last week or so. Actually, I think the first formal Roundtable dropped yesterday. I think it was supposed to start on March 6th. And I've got it on my machine here, on my phone. I've listened to most of it. And it's interesting to hear J. Daniel Sawyer work in this environment where we're trying not to be too critical, but at the same time offer some feedback on how the process works, on how things go. I thought it was fascinating. A bit long at times, and I shudder to think of, the 2 hours that I spent with them going over the story from Tristan Gregory. So if you have a mind, if you're of a writerly bent, go check out the Writer's Podcast. That's the Roundtable Podcast, which I think is roundtablepodcast.com. I'm not sure. I don't remember. I'll put a link in the sidebar when I get home. Let's see what else. Oh, I finished installing yesterday. It took all freaking afternoon. Nothing ever works the way it's supposed to. It took all afternoon, but I finally got my new monitor. Remember, I got a flat screen monitor for Christmas so that I could put it with the walking desk and mount it on the wall so that I'm not hunched over the keyboard while I'm standing up. I can, in fact, stand up and look straight ahead and see the monitor. And I got a 20-inch flat screen for Christmas, and I installed it yesterday. Did the whole stud finder thing, bolted it to the wall, hung it up, got all the power and cables run, got the wireless keyboard and mouse attached, so there's no extra wires running down off the keyboard, off the shelf, to the base unit. And I used a desktop unit that's set beside the leg of the treadmill. And pressed the button and nothing happened. And I... Now, you have to understand, this is like an hour to an hour and a half in. I'm thinking I'm almost done. Press the button and nothing happens. Dead. And I'm thinking, well, crap, it's too late now to return it. Although it probably wouldn't be if I still had the packing material and the my wife still had the slip, which she didn't. So we had this issue where I couldn't get it to work. So I looked up online to see if there's any, you know, hidden tricks or traps or any kind of secret switch in order to turn it on. And I'm looking at it, it's like, no, I push a button. This button. Ugh. So I take it off the wall. I get it in a cord, and I take it upstairs, and I plug it in. And I'm sitting with it in my lap. And my wife is home for the afternoon, and she's sitting there getting more and more upset with the idea that this Christmas present is a bust, something that she's much more concerned about than I am. I'm more concerned about the expense rather than the fact it's a Christmas present. And I'm looking at it, and all through the documentation, is you look at the user manual, and it says you press this button right here, and there's a really nice, smooth strip of menu plus minus okay power right across the bottom. There's cute little icons embossed in the plastic face of it, and all the documentation says you press the on button and you should see a blue indicator light that tells you when it's coming on and blah blah blah. If you don't see that, check the power cord, check to make sure it's the right power source. Oh, but couldn't find it. And with it on my lap, I was able to look underneath and realize that the indicators on the front panel were not, in fact, the switches. That the switches were recessed underneath and behind the front bezel. And that what I took for the mechanical release for the base unit, you know, you have a base unit that this flat panel slides into to stand on. And I thought those were the release that allowed you to take this fixture off the back. And I realized, finally, that that's where the switches were. Press the button, bingo, it comes on. And it's like, oh, for God's sake. And I looked I actually looked in the Hewlett Packard forums. I looked all over the place. I wasn't the only one who had trouble getting it to turn on. And I can't help but wonder how many people saw the same documentation that I did and thought that what they were supposed to do was press on the icon at the front of the panel and not click the button that was behind and under the panel. I was like, holy crap. Yeah, having done it, it becomes perfectly obvious what it is. But until you know what it is, the instructions just don't add up. It was quite frustrating, and I felt rather stupid when it was over. But then I went back and looked at the message design, and boy, the message design is really crappy. There's no indicator that the switches themselves are not the front panel, that the switches themselves are actually on the bottom of the device, not on the front. So all the documentation points to the icons on the front. Anyway. So this morning, it's kind of grubby. It's not exactly raining. Not exactly misting. They're talking about a winter storm warning here for the day in terms of we're supposed to get more snow. It's supposed to get cold. It's 30 degrees at the moment. And a bit on the drizzly side. It's wet enough to be uncomfortable. It's not really wet enough to be classified as precipitation. Although it shows up on my phone if I hold the phone in my hand. And since I didn't bring my baggie for it today, I have to put it in my pocket. story. The story. Oh my God, the story is coming along. I really like the way the story is unfolding. It's kind of campy. It's kind of comic booky. It's supposed to be pulpish. So it's fun to be playing in this sort of, I don't really need to make it too awful realistic kind of world. I can be a bit sketchy, and it works fine. So it's a lot of fun. It's a blast. Actually, I need to try to get that done today. I worked on it a bit last night. Yesterday afternoon, I lost, of course, to the desk. But I got that done and cleaned up a bit of a mess around my office, so that was good. I created a new one that I've got to clean up now, but that's just a matter of getting the cords established and laying down the extension cord so that they're not hanging in the treadmill tread. So if I want to use it, I don't do something rash, like wrap everything up in the tread. But I worked on it last night when I took elder daughter to karate class, and I was good in terms of food. I've been in the habit, it's a terrible habit, of when I take her to karate, I go to the nearby Perkins and have a piece of pie and a cup of coffee while I write. Well, in hindsight, that extra 300 calories is probably not the best choice. Even if it's only a couple times a week, once a week. And 300 calories I really didn't need. And I probably could have gotten away with just ordering coffee. I felt bad about tying up a seat in what would otherwise be a relatively busy restaurant. So last night I didn't go. I just stretched out a little bit in the car and used my netbook on my lap. Wasn't comfortable, but I did manage to hammer out another 1,000 words or so. I think there's opportunity there for me to create something really useful. And speaking of eating and food, I did go to the store yesterday and stock up on fruits and vegetables. One of the things that I really like a lot is salsa and hummus. And I really like, you know, chips and salsa. And the problem, of course, is not the salsa, which is just vegetables, but the chips. So I got an extra bunch of celery, and I can use the celery instead of a chip, so that when I get that, I have to have something to munch. I can take a couple stalks of celery, break out the salsa, and have a little mouth fun with the hot, spicy salsa and the crispy celery. Add a little bit of hummus in there. You get a little protein, legume material. Looks out pretty nicely. I've also been making soups for dinner. So last night was beef stew, the night before was chicken stew. Tonight I'm going to do something different because I'm getting kind of tired of stew. But it works out pretty well because it makes a nice evening meal, in particular for people who are on different schedules. But it leaves enough left over for a nice lunch for me the next day that isn't fat and carb laden. I used to put in a lot of potatoes. I used to put in a lot of fat. And what I've been doing is cutting back on the amount of meat that's in the soup using prepared stocks, which are a little high on salt, but I don't add any more. And it seems to work out pretty well. It tastes good. And I don't put in as many potatoes. I put in, there's four of us, and so I'll put in like three medium potatoes, which is just enough for a stew, but doesn't add a lot of carbohydrates to the mix. And yeah, I realize that the salt isn't necessarily a health risk by itself. What I'm most concerned with right at the moment is beating the doctor's scale by a couple of pounds. to gain some more time. I really had hoped that I was going to lose about 5 or 10 or 20 pounds since the last visit, but I'm guessing that if I lost any at all, it might be just a couple of pounds. And if I can cheat his scale by drying myself out a little bit between now and tomorrow morning, that'll buy me some time. The other thing is that my wife has been talking about trying to drop 10 or 15 pounds herself. So if I can enlist her aid in cutting out the number of sweet snacks that are around the house, because she's one of the worst ones. It's like, well, we're out of ice cream. We don't have any cookies. We really need to get some more brownies. If I can get her to stop doing that, then that helps remove one layer of temptation for me. That half an inch of Bavarian chocolate, or German chocolate brownie that I really shouldn't eat but can't seem to resist, doesn't happen if it isn't in the house. So, well, and the kids will eat whatever junk has happened to be around, so I really don't have to do anything to make it disappear. I just have to refrain from eating any of it myself for a couple of days, and it'll go. It'll go away. The challenge is keeping myself from eating it. And I think it was Anita who left me some lovely comments yesterday about recipes and diet, and the idea that I actually knew was that most fruits and vegetables have 0 points in Weight Watchers. Fruit juices are problematic, and I do like to have a small glass of cider or a little glass of orange juice. I need to watch that and not have it be a 12-ounce glass of apple cider. A small glass is the operative word, something to sip. I went to the store and I picked up a couple of different kinds of apples, so that we have apples and pears in the house, along with a mesh bag of mandarin oranges, the little cuties. They're small enough to be a snack, but because I have to peel them, they slow me down a bit. So it's not like grapes, where every time I walk by the counter, I can grab 4 or 5 grapes and pop them in my mouth. The actual little mandarin oranges take a little more time. So that actually works out good, because it slows me down. Wow. I got out of the shelter of the neighborhood. I'm back out in the open, and that breeze is just raw. Quite nippy this morning. Oh, yeah. Luckily, I don't have too far to go. Oh, and somebody pointed out that I had missed the blue path and the little man again. Paulette had sent me the files. I just had neglected to upload them. I've got them all downloaded now. I've got another 100 miles or so pumped upstairs. I got to get the rest of them moved up there. That was my fault. She sent them to me, but I got in the heat of things, and I uploaded a few to get me over the hump, and then forgot that mile 620 went by a couple of days ago. So yeah, we're counting down to the anniversary of the morning walk. Unbelievable. I don't know what I should do about the anniversary walk. I'll be in Oregon. It'll be Sunday morning. And the reality is, I don't know what's going to happen, so I don't know what kind of facility or time frame or opportunities that will be there. Let's see how it looks out. It could be a non-event. The original promise was it is what it is. So If it's a non-event, it's a non-event. We'll have to talk about having been more than a year by the time I get back. Because by the time I get back, I'll have a lot to talk about. So that's a good thing. I hope I'll have a lot to talk about. Oh, gosh, that wind is raw. Ouch. All right, I made it. And just in the nick of time, too, because I'm getting a little chilled. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And I'll talk to you then.